So where was the initial idea from this one? Where did this one come from? I mean, did you guys come across sort of these medical professionals really getting short on some of this gear?
Yeah, it was actually some of our senior theatre staff who came up with the idea and then took it to our executive team, and it just took off from there. And also from that idea, we then have started making masks as well.
How many people have you got sewing?
At the moment, we probably have about 15 to 20 sewers in our local community.
And are these all people that sort of had the skills there, or have we had to teach a couple of people?
No, they're all very, very skilled. So, yeah, we're very lucky.
So roughly how many of the scrubs and the masks are your team producing a day?
So we're probably producing about 100 masks a day, and then a full set of scrubs, probably 3 to 4 a day, which is just extraordinary.
And where are these going out to?
They're going to across all our areas in our hospital, and then the masks are specifically made for our patients.
What kind of reaction have you actually seen from the hospitals and the health professionals that you guys are delivering to?
Well, as we all know, it's a really stressful time for all of us, but I guess for our frontline staff, it's probably a little bit more stressful. And then not knowing, you know, that they don't have access to their normal essential supplies and equipment. So for them, it's just a relief that we have this backup plan and this additional support. But, you know, they're all, as you said before, you know, they're loving the crazy patterns and become a little bit of a competition now of, you know, who wore it best.
I'd love to see some of those results. Has it been tricky sort of organising this around the current restrictions that we're seeing?
Yeah, it has been a bit difficult trying to get fabric and then also collecting the scrubs from various areas. So we've nominated one person that literally is the driver that goes around and collects. And obviously there's all the precautions that go along with ensuring that person is safe.
That's it. I mean, how do you even access the donated fabric at this point in time?
We've been really lucky. We've had a couple of fabric stores reach out to us and offer their fabric. And so, as I said, it's a whole community effort. And we're really lucky that, you know, we've also had some great contacts with our artery program previously, and they've jumped up and come in and helped immediately again.
Well, that is fabulous stuff. When your team aren't actually sewing scrubs and masks and such, what is actually the typical kind of activities you guys do through Chris O'Brien Lifehouse?
We run so many different patient activities. We have open studio each week, and that offers different art activities to our patients that they can choose from. And that can include drawing, ceramics, painting, card making, photography, weaving, knitting. We display all of the art projects in the hospital, or they can keep it in their room and display it in their room, or give it as a gift to their family and friends. We also run music and pet therapy as well for our patients. Many, many activities.
I imagine they must be looking forward to something like that once this is all over, because, well, look, all of us are going through isolation at the moment. We're all sort of getting a little bit lonely and a little bit bored at times, I think. For individuals in those sort of circumstances, must be at least doubly so difficult.
It really is, especially at the moment when we've had to reduce a lot of those activities. And so for some of our patients who, you know, don't have loved ones close by, these activities really, you know, occupy them, and we're a really good diversion, or, you know, an opportunity for them just to take their mind off what they're currently going through. And so it's quite sad that we can't provide that same service that we have been. And we know that the patients just love some of the activities, and they also love seeing that their artwork is displayed, you know, in the hospital, and they can, you know, show it off to their family and friends that, you know, that they made that. And so it's really a really difficult time.
Well, wishing them all the best getting out the other side of this. Wishing you all the best, Karen. Thank you very much for
joining
us.
Yeah, thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
See you.